Army Specialist Eric Caldwell was just 22 years old when he was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. He was killed in Baghdad on January 7th when his Humvee was ambushed by small arms fire. Before going to Iraq, Caldwell was a cook in a number of restaurants near his home in Salisbury, Maryland. Melody Simmons of WYPR in Baltimore visited and filed this story.
Three bushels of crabs dance in a large pot back in the kitchen of Higgins Crab House in Ocean City, Maryland. It's a casual place with paneled walls and red and white checkered tablecloths. A lot of the Caldwells have worked here, including Eric Caldwell. He once worked on the prep line putting out plates of crab cakes, hush puppies, and steamed shrimp. John Alexak is general manager.
It's a system where you have to get along with people. You have to have good communication with people so that everything gets out on time.
Alexak said Caldwell joked around to ease the stress of the busy kitchen. But everything didn't always come easy. Caldwell struggled with learning difficulties, so he dropped out of high school. At Higgins, he wore an Army t-shirt to work every day. When he was 18, Caldwell enlisted in the Maryland Army National Guard in Salisbury. He got his GED so he could join the regular Army. Alexak said that was a lifelong dream. Caldwell's grandfather was an Army staff sergeant in World War II.
Although he didn't finish high school, he still had his head on straight. He knew what needed to be done, what was the right thing to do. You know, he got his education. I don't think the military was an easy way out, you know, for him. Like some kids, they just don't know what to do, so they're just going to go into the military. I think he really wanted to do that. He wanted to make a difference.
Caldwell's father, Brian, lives in Philadelphia. Since the burial, he has been sifting through old photographs of his son and found a common thread.
He always had his arms around someone, or someone had their arms around him, or leaning on him.
Family friend Brad Bellachico remembered Caldwell's return from boot camp. After 2 days on a bus in his uniform, Caldwell arrived in Salisbury before daybreak on a Sunday, crusty and ripe. A devout Catholic, he wanted to do just one thing. Go to 9 o'clock Mass at St. Francis de Sales Catholic Church.
In the uniform he wore on the bus, he loved his uniform. Well, his cousins took care of that by dousing him with cologne.
A crowd of 500 gathered at St. Francis de Sales last month to say goodbye. Soon, Eric Caldwell's name will be added to Salisbury's memorial to fallen soldiers. For NPR News, I'm Melody Simmons.